This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down.
Nobody bringing you down. We'll go here. Go ahead to bring you up, in fact. That's our mission here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen. All the other ladies have... we had a bevy of beauties yesterday here. And it was kind of fun to have Michelle Gerson on for the first time on the program, and Roberta here. Jennifer, still under the weather with her eye. I think I've got a feeling she may be back sometime next week. Not sure about that. In the meantime, what we traditionally do during the start of this hour on Friday, not that I have to be stuck on tradition necessarily, but I find it interesting to go through the top 10 topics. Talkers Magazine is the Bible of the talk radio industry. If you go to talkers.com, see Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, there's a momentum that builds up toward the end of every week. And because I do the talk radio countdown program with the editor of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison, it airs on many of these same stations over the course of the weekend. I like to present to you in the form of our poll what the items are that we find to have been most talked about this past week. And then you tell us which is the most important one of all of these 10 to you. And it may be that you want to send me an email, Doug@DougSteffen.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, with your own nomination for the number one or the most important item. It may not be in these top 10, but I'll tell you what is on the list this week and what's posted at DougSteffen.com. March Madness, the NCAA football tournaments, etc., number 10. I have not a lot of interest in that, but I know a lot of you do because you have a couple of bucks invested one way or another. Something that I have nothing invested in, number 9, the passing of Rob Ford. For me, I would replace that, frankly. The passing of Gary Shandling at the age of 66 is far more important to me than Rob Ford. I never cared much about Rob Ford and his foolishness, but I've always thought that Gary Shandling was a talented guy, very interesting character. Who doesn't remember any number of times watching the Larry Sanders Show? So the fact he died way too young at 66 is something that is meaningful, I believe. The results of the Hulk Hogan lawsuit against Gawker, number 8 this week. I think I saw something from the guy who runs Gawker said this was so good for him, he'd do it again. So they apparently have the 115 or 140 million, whatever it is, and they'll fight it in court and they'll get it down. But Hulk Hogan will certainly get something out of it, and it'll be significant. And they are getting more attention, and they seem to be loving it. So you figure it out. Here's this outrageous story. The child that was 1.5% Choctaw Indian, been with the same family all of her life. They were foster parents, and now they've been trying for 2 years to adopt this baby. And because of an act passed by these characters in Washington in 1970, the Child Welfare Act, Indian Child Welfare Act, means that the Indian tribes can come in and take this baby from this family and bring him to whoever it is. I mean, last I saw, there was the people they were bringing this 6-year-old to didn't have any Indian blood in him at all. So you figure this out. This is another one of these stupendously stupid things that gets passed because of some special interest, because people feel guilty about what we did to Native Americans. It's too late now to be, and this is, this should be repealed, this thing. What an outrage. All right, let's see what's going on in the Middle East. Same old story. Apple and the FBI and the Israeli company that has figured out how to hack into the San Bernardino computer. Okay, good, big deal. The president's trip to Cuba, another hooey bunch, a lot of nothing about nothing there. Brussels is a different story. This is something that gives people that travel the willies. One of the most significant things to come out of this, other than information about these brothers, Ibrahim and Khalid Barukai, if that's how you pronounce his name, I don't know, and I don't much care. and the others that have been involved in this thing. There are two pieces to this that would give a normal person cause to think. I was thinking seriously of traveling to a number of places in Europe later this year. And I don't know that I'm still not going to do it, because as I've said on the air any number of times, you got more chances of getting hit by lightning or getting the winning the lottery, getting the prize there, than you have of being involved in a terror attack. Still, it's distracting, and if it were to happen, it sets everybody on its ear. People have canceled plane reservations. I think I've heard the planes are half full now, going to Europe, to any place, whether it's London, whether it's Paris, whether it's Frankfurt, doesn't make any difference. It could be Milan or Rome, or Barcelona. This has fouled up the travel business, and that's what these people want to do. What most people forget is that their aim is to disrupt commerce. It isn't to kill people. What the killing does is cause the ripple effect, which is to slow down the economies of these countries. And then when you think about it, what do they have against these countries? They're bringing lots of these Syrian refugees in. It's just, all of it is mindless. It's like some wolf that's, or some animal out in the wild that has rabies. And what do you do with them? You shoot them. That's really about all you can do. And that's with these people, but there's so many of them. And the borders are so porous in Europe, they can walk in, they can go through the, get into Greece somehow, which is easy to get to from Turkey, and Turkey's easy to get to from Syria, and so there it goes. You get into any one of the EU countries, there's, 29 EU countries? You get into these countries, and you can go wherever you want to without any impediment at all. So these people that went down and were trained with Daesh, and they got angry, and they're going to get there. They're going to somehow or other get with the 72 virgins, whatever the heck it is that they think they're going to get. And they come back and they blow themselves up. I've said a couple times this week, see the movie Eye in the Sky that came out last week. Helen Mirren is in it, and some great British actors. The story, and Aaron Paul is the military guy, story of how we do reconnaissance, how the drones work, how the satellites work, how they can pinpoint accurately what's going on down to a house. And the story is, the plot is trying to get rid of some terrorists who are strapping on bombs so they can go into this community and blow themselves up and kill dozens and dozens of people. And this is the fight back and forth of how to do it and when to do it and how much politics are involved, that sort of thing. But it really does two things. It did for me, anyway, as I watched it, or maybe three, because you felt badly for the young girl. I don't want to be a spoiler, but at the end, it's pretty gut-wrenching. But how good this technology is, and how the Western world is tied together through this loop, if you will, this network of controls for these various facilities that are used by us to supposedly protect ourselves. Very expensive stuff. All right, so that's my read on number two item. Number one this week, the continuing, what I consider to be completely foolish focus on these presidential candidates, Cruz and Trump and their wives, and what a disgrace. And once again, Cruz, who's this little worm, this little suckling pig that is of no value as far as I can see whatsoever. And then Trump leaves a lot to be desired, don't get me wrong. But my God, now they're at each other's wives, and it was started by Trump and his pack. I'm sorry, by Cruz and his pack. And he says, well, I'm going to disavow it. Or he says, I didn't have anything to do with it. He didn't disavow it. And they're calling each other's wives. Come on. This is the presidency of the United States, for God's sakes. Hillary Clinton looks better and better to many people all the time because of this, and she's basically keeping quiet about it and still working over Bernie Sanders, who looks like he doesn't have much of a chance at this point. But anyway, that's my overview of the. And if I said you asked me which one to pick here in the top ten, for me, the most important, most outrageous, the most just horrifying reality is that the government can come in and take away a child who's lived with a family for 6 years and put them in another home based on some stupid act that was passed 45 years ago that has really no meaning whatsoever. The baby's got one of these six-year-olds, 1.5%. And I don't even know, how do you get to that number? I mean, I can understand if the father is an Indian and the mother is white, the baby's 50% Indian. Yep, got that. But how do you get 1.5%? Who did that blood test? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? 16 past the hour on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from 149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now. So visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Compose a masterpiece with an 88-key digital piano for just $229. Or start a young one's musical journey with a Toka Djembe drum for just $25. Don't miss your chance to make music with savings up to 25% this weekend only at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
19 at the hour, Doug Steffens Good Day Program, 888-302-3684. Email the Doug at DougSteffens.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. If you have comments about whatever is going on with you, help yourself. Tell us what you think. This childish behavior, Trump and Cruz fighting over their wives, Donald accused Cruz of landing the first blow, Ted calls him a sniveling coward. So the war of words over their wives continues. This is like a schoolyard insult back and forth, like kids that are in the ninth grade. It's just disgusting. It is disgusting. There are some images of Melania that were shown by Cruz. This was aimed. Cruz will do anything to win. He will. He'll do anything, say anything, and then he'll run away from it because he's the coward. But both of them ought to be ashamed of themselves in terms of all of this stuff. Take the high road, Donald. Take the high road. We all want the high road here. 21 after the hour.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Now 23 after the hour on the March 25th Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Fun Friday, the Friday Funnies. I was going to say the Friday Funnies. The late night show review. The best one, and really the only one that I find worth much time, is Conan O'Brien. So let's start with our edits of some of the excerpts from their television programs. Conan O'Brien first joking about Donald Trump.
Things are getting nasty in the Trump campaign, and that's saying something. They've been nasty for a while. Yesterday, an anti-Trump super PAC tweeted a nude photo of Melania Trump asking if this should be the first lady. Response was an overwhelming hell no. She should be president. Yeah. According to a new poll that just came out, a majority of Trump voters believe that white people are losing out to minorities. The poll was taken at an NBA game. Donald Trump threatened to reveal a terrible secret about Ted Cruz's wife. Apparently, Trump has some damning video of her marrying Ted Cruz.
From Ellen DeGeneres' program yesterday, midday program, she jokes about she really wants to get a hobby.
I do like golf, and I used to play golf all the time, and I don't have a lot of time. I like it. It's fun. It's frustrating, but you have to walk around the course for hours, and then you have to fish your ball out of the weeds, and then on the last hole, you got to get the ball into the clown's mouth, and so I like bird watching, too. Because I like birds, and I like seeing birds and like feeding birds, and when I'm driving, I like flipping the bird, and but I'm not sure if I'd like the other bird people. That's my concern, because I'm a bird person, but not a bird person, you know what I mean? I mean, you have to stand still with them for a long, long time, and then there's a lot of awkward silence. And at what point does bird watching become a hobby? Like, when I see a bird and I watch it for a few seconds, am I a bird watcher? Is that enough for the bird people? I'd like to ask them, but I have to be so quiet. I can't. And then what makes a bird watcher? Like, how much time do you have to spend watching before a bird shows up? Is that what it is? If you're waiting? Is it like other animals? Like, Portia rides her horses. If I watch her, am I a horse watcher?
Mm-hmm. Wendy Williams on her daytime program yesterday answered an audience member's question about what to do with a friend who talks nonstop about food.
I've got this friend who we've known for about 5 years. Great girl. We go out, have a great time. Mm-hmm. But she talks about what she eats all the time. What she had for breakfast, what she had for lunch, and everything. It's making us all crazy. We go out to dinner,
Yes.
And she will be talking about everything with the waiter. It's just like she's very involved in what she's eating all
yes.
the time.
Yes.
Making us crazy. Do we have an intervention? Do we all get together and have a discussion with
Well, you know what?
I don't know.
We'll take the nicest one out of your bunch. And it's going to be on you to talk to her and say, look, you obsess about food to the point you talk about it all the time. Can you please pull back? Power down.
Power down, yeah. Steve Harvey, let's power it back up again from his daytime program yesterday, commenting on reports that former Subway sandwich spokesperson Jared Fogle is gaining weight while he's in the slammer.
You remember the guy was a spokesperson? Yeah, the guy for Subway. He may have shed 200 pounds eating just sandwiches. The word is that the former Subway spokesperson has gained 30 pounds while behind bars. His reps deny the claim, claiming that Jared exercises regularly and is actually doing quite well in his first month of a 15-year prison. Excuse me, who does well in jail? Who the hell goes to prison and has a better time? This is crazy. This is a publicist trying to keep a man's career alive whose career is obviously gone. Nobody's hiring your fat to do nothing. I promise you he done picked up 30 pounds, and I'm going to tell you what that 30 pounds is. That 30 pounds is a large black dude's arm that's hanging around his waist.
Wow.
Okay, use your imagination. Huh? Use your imagination on that one and just let it go, as it were. All the focus on Subway taking away from the focus on Chipotle says they're doing better coming back. That'd be good. That'd be a nice thing. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
You can go 3 more feet. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. During the time of the gold rush, a certain man made his way out west and began to search for gold. And he found some. So he covered his tracks, went home, borrowed money to get equipment, and go back to the spot. When he returned, he uncovered the gold piece by piece for a time. But eventually, he hit a dry spot, and the money ran out. So he sold his equipment to a junk man for a few hundred dollars. The junk man went to a mining engineer to get some insight. And the mining expert told him that the project failed for the other man because he didn't know about fault lines. He said that had he kept digging only 3 more feet, he would have uncovered what would eventually be known as one of the richest mines in Colorado history. So that's what the junk man did, and he made his fortune. And I say this to you, too. Whatever you're struggling with in life, you can go 3 more feet. For help and inspiration along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 29th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Program. Time to check in with what's going on this Friday morning. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friend Kara Chillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Rich McFadden taking his family on spring break up to New York. Jennifer is still working her way back from her problem with her eyes. We have had a nice time this week visiting with lots of different people. You can continue to visit with us as we visit with you. The two most interesting things going on today. When I say interesting, I'm separating this from the situation in Belgium, the situation in Paris. French officials say that they foiled what might have been another attack. Six people have been, I love the way they arrest people, they call it detaining them. I suppose both of those words apply. Another person had been arrested in a raid in Paris that took place late last night. This guy is a Frenchman with a French passport. He'd been held. Officials foiled the advanced stages of a terror plot there. So is this going to become the new normal? Is this it? Every day, every week, every month for the rest of our lives, we're going to have to deal with these people? How does that make you feel? We maybe don't deal with them here because there's a big ocean. It's hard for them to get in here. But in Europe, they could blow the hell out of the hole. And for what? What are they so upset? What are they angry with? They just want power and control. They want to, because of their religion and their interpretation of their religion, they want to control everything. I thought it was pretty interesting yesterday. There were a group of officials, of federal people, state people, local law enforcement people in Minneapolis meeting with local Muslims in Minneapolis. And I guess they had a couple of other meetings in Minnesota to let them know that authorities are there to protect them, to urge community members to report incidents of hate crimes that are aimed at Muslims. I thought that was pretty interesting because there have been a lot since the attacks in Brussels this week. You know and I know there have been a lot of things going on in this country and elsewhere around the world aimed at Muslims just because they're Muslims. Just because they're Muslims doesn't mean that they are involved in the terrorism, but yet there are a lot of people who are fairly ignorant that just keep all Islam is the same. It's like anything else. All Republicans are the same. All white people are the same. It's nonsense. So the attorney there, the U.S. attorney is named Andy Lugar, told the group that law enforcement's job is to keep everybody safe, including Muslims. And the FBI special agent there said the community needs to know that Minnesota authorities are going to aggressively deal with any acts of violence that target Muslims. The atmosphere in America today is fearful. There are a lot of people who are Muslims who they don't feel like they can live a normal life. Well, I suppose you could say go back to where you came from. Yeah, that's one way of dealing with it. By the way, for those of you who didn't know, this past Wednesday was declared Muslim Day. I don't know by whom. I didn't know about it on Wednesday. Kara, did you know that Wednesday was National Muslim Day? Not sure.
I can't keep track of all of these holidays. Every single day, it's National Donut Day or National Puppy Day or National Muslim Day. When's National Kara Day? That's all I care about.
That Kara wants a well, that's not a bad...
I care about National Kara.
Care about Kara. Yep, that's an idea. Do you have any friends who are Muslims?
I don't now. I have over the course of my life, but yeah, right now I don't think I do.
Do people even know? Is it more obvious if you're Muslim than if you're Catholic or you're Protestant or you're Jewish? Is it more obvious to people because of the garb? If you're not wearing any special garb, do you know? Can you tell by looking at somebody whether they are any, pick your religion?
No, I mean, I guess it depends sometimes for the women, but I know a lot of men are mistaken for, especially men who are, is it pronounced?
Dark skin, big nose.
Sikh
or
Sikh.
Sikhs,
you know, that's not
turban.
Muslim, but a lot of people think because they wear turbans that they are. But
right.
I remember growing up, my first experience was one of my good friends in elementary school was Muslim. And of course that, you know, at that point you're in like fourth grade, fifth grade. It doesn't really mean anything to you.
What do you know? No, exactly.
But yeah, He was black, and looking at him, I mean, there are plenty of black people who are Muslim, but that's kind of not the...
Well, there are plenty of white people who are Muslim.
Exactly, and that's the thing, is, I mean, you can't tell just by looking at someone, because it doesn't really... I don't know.
The government has...
Religion doesn't really determine someone.
The federal government has started distributing $500,000 in Department of Justice grant money to jumpstart local efforts to protect Muslims. That'll rank. There's a project going on in Boston, Los Angeles, and Minneapolis. All three of these towns. That's Minneapolis became, because Boston's always the focal point of something, and so is New York, so is Los Angeles. So let's go to Minneapolis and see what's going on there. But certainly things have changed since those attacks in San Bernardino here in our country, I think. And the daily focus on whether Apple should be helping them get into the computer and all that stuff. It just and then the attacks in Europe. What are we living in? What, other than fear? What kind of a life do we lead if we let this stuff take us over? I just think you keep living your life, frankly. Other thing that I find most interesting today, maybe three things: the business of Muslim Day and protecting Muslims in our country, and that conversation. Then there's the passing of Gary Shandling, which stands on its own. But then there's something else that I found fascinating. Listen, what do you think about this? The Rockefeller family has been involved in the oil industry for 146 years. But they are going to sell their stock in Exxon because they find the company morally reprehensible, because the family says they have hidden how much fossil fuels contribute to climate change. So they're going to sell their stock. John D. Rockefeller Sr. made a fortune, and so has the rest of the family. The first big oil company is called Standard Oil. That was back in 1870. And they have poured millions into Exxon, which grew from Standard Oil. And they announced they're pulling all of their investments, all of their money. There's a charitable fund that claims Exxon has hidden how much oil affects the climate. So, and again, this is not about the issue of climate change and whether, in fact, the fossil fuels contribute to climate change. Of course they do. But this is something different. This is the way that these companies are run. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they'll do anything. I agree with them. I think ExxonMobil is a morally reprehensible company. A lot of good jobs are there. They have probably, over the years, done a lot of good things. But the way they handle themselves in some of these countries, and the way they handle people and their deals, and the way they push themselves around, because, well, they have been up until the last year or two, the largest corporation in the world. And you don't think that people use their money and power to push people around? Of course they do. It's a pretty disgusting reality, but it is human nature, and it is. That's what people say, oh, come on, Doug, you're being naive. That's the way big business is. Yeah, but is that the way it has to be? I don't see that a lot of really large companies all run themselves that way. Well, maybe because we have a face in Bill Gates. We don't have a face, really, for ExxonMobil. But you see Microsoft as a face. There's a face. The technology companies, maybe this is how I look at it. With the advent of the discovery of oil, became that became the source for us to have the fuel to push the Industrial Revolution. So where from the 1870s until, you could argue, the 1970s, there was the Industrial Revolution. But now it's the technology revolution, and so things are different. So we look at the people who run these technology companies differently, I think, than we do the people who ran some of the big industrial companies, or railroads, that sort of thing. I think in our own mind we do. Anyway, if we give it any thought at all, hopefully you are. This is all about thinking here on Good Day. 43 past the hour. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few moments here on the Good Day program.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminate, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This is Doug Steffen. I'm all about eating clean. No added sugars, no processed food. That's the way to better health. So when I need that added boost of energy without the added sugars and chemicals, I reach for Super Beets. All organic. I get the benefit of 3 whole beets in 1 teaspoon without the nasty, earthy, damp basement beet taste. The secret is in the dietary nitrates. Your body converts them into nitric oxide, the miracle molecule for arteries, meaning you get more circulation into your muscles, into your brain, into all parts of your body where you need it. Super Beets, the only superfood that boosts blood flow. Call now with your first order of Super Beets. They'll send you a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry Super Beets free. It comes with your first order. Call 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Also, you'll receive a book called Beat the Odds and free shipping, as I say, with the entire order. Go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
This Easter, surround yourself and your family with music and find savings up to 25% at Guitar Center's Spring Savings Event. Strike a chord with a limited edition Epiphone Les Paul or Yamaha acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Add select 3 packs of the Dario electric guitar strings, just $8.99. Create a masterpiece in your home studio with a Harbinger 5-channel mixer, just $39. Or sing it loud with a wireless vocal microphone, also just $39. Don't miss your chance to make music this weekend only at Guitar Center.
45 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. My friend Uri Geller joins us from Israel. First thing, you're the mind master of the universe, in my opinion. But before we talk about what it is that gets people's fears up, what motivates people to do some of the things they do, I want to talk about this company in Israel. You're now living in Israel full time. What's the sort of local chatter over there about this Israeli company, the technology company that's going to help the FBI get into this smartphone that belonged to one of the bombers in San Bernardino, California? What are the locals over there saying about this?
Okay, well, as you know, Doug, Israel has one of the most advanced technological arm in the world, whether it's the internet, social media, smartphones, drones, interesting weapons that even the Americans might not know about. So if there is a very important case that has to be, you know, found out, discovered, we've got to help, because we're talking about terrorism here. We're talking about terrorists, radicalized minds that are out to kill us. And as we all know, look what happened in Brussels. Look what's happening constantly around the world. We're really worried about the dirty weapons. We're worried about terrorism being able, you know, to penetrate the realms of nuclear weapons, dirty bombs in suitcases. Just imagine, Doug, if downtown London or Brussels or New York, a small suitcase is triggered off that has a dirty nuclear weapon in it. That is tragic. It's not going to be 30 or 40 people, and I've mentioned it before, or 2,000 or 3,000. It could kill tens of thousands and then radiate a vast, arena of, you know, an area that you can't even go into for weeks, months, maybe even years because of the radiation. And that's what we're out to stop. And if it entails to break into a smartphone, then, hey, you've got to do it.
All right, so Apple products are the number one selling products of the type in the world. Are Apple products still selling well over there? Or because, as the average person in Israel reflecting on this the same way you are and is supporting the Israeli company that's helping the FBI, are they going to buy other products because they feel Apple is wrong not to help out?
I don't think that in the bigger scope of things, of business, it's going to hurt Apple. But, you know, the synchronicity is that, that's funny, Dougie, because if you Google Uri Geller Benz iPhone 6, I'll repeat that again. Just Google Uri Geller Benz iPhone 6. I think you will find a very, very unusual and interesting clip of video, which was actually made by Newsweek magazine. I'd like you to all watch that. Maybe that's right. What we should do.
Maybe that is what we should do. All right, let's spend a few seconds talking about the mindset of the people in Belgium. Now there's another possible attack in Paris. What do we do to calm these people down?
I don't think you can. Are we talking about now the terrorists, or are we talking about...
No, I'm talking about the reaction people are having to the terrorists.
The what?
The reaction people are having to the terrorists.
Oh, listen, Doug, this is major stuff here, tragic. Lives have been lost, injured, tens and tens of people are seriously injured. Chaos. You know what happens, Doug, when there is a major accident, let's say, on the San Francisco Golden Bridge. These are little things, or something in the down, you know, in the metro. I don't know what you call it in New York. The underground
subway.
A subway. Just one little thing can stop a whole city. This is very, very serious, and people are very concerned. Some of them are even panicking. Many Belgians are thinking of leaving Belgium, and the thing is that we are allowing immigrants to come into Europe, which is, I mean, okay, if there are women, children, and innocent, law-abiding people. But among them, as you hear in the news, there are between 400 to 900 ISIS terrorists, well-trained, and they will be
working their way in. Yeah. All right. Talking about the mind and mind motivation, Uri Geller. Check out Uri Geller's website, URIGELLER.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now 53 past the hour on the Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Richard Schemmel joins us, national expert on the latest trends in technology. Got a lot of. I'm looking at some of the things that have gone on this past week. Things that I want you to talk about. We've missed you for the past month. You've got now a better and stronger shoulder, right? You're all put back.
Real strong,
dollar
yeah,
man.
Real strong.
Yes, good for you. All right, stand by, Richard Schemmel, and technology in our focus as we end the week here on Good Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators End of Quarter Clearance Sale. 100 million square feet of top quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminates, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus woodlook tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The End of Quarter Clearance Sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, 55 past the hour on the Good Day program. Richard Schemmel is with us. So you perhaps heard me talking with Uri Geller about the Israeli company that is, in essence, breaking into that iPhone that belonged to the terrorists who are helping the FBI now doesn't need Apple. What sort of – does that make a difference to Apple one way or another? Or is this something that is – I guess I'm trying to, in my own mind, Richard, bracket this, separate – Apple, the company, what they sell from their attitude, which I think is the proper attitude to have. But now the hay has been made by this Israeli company. As Uri said, technology abounds. It's that's the big industry in Israel. So it doesn't surprise me they found somebody over there to do it. But what does this do for the average person who has a smartphone that doesn't want people to be able to get into it? Does this country, this company from Israel introduce some kind of program that will allow people to more easily hack into your phone?
I don't really think it's going to be a program. I think they're going to take the phone apart, pull some chips out, clone those chips, put it back in the phone until they find the right code, and then they'll be able to find the information. I don't think it's going to be a program at all.
All right, so this is much ado about the news media is making more of this than they ought to, probably. What a surprise. speaking of that, Mr. Snowden and all the things the news media has said about him over the past couple of years, he's been interviewed, I've forgotten where it was, this past week, he's surfaced three or four times, focusing on some of the giants in technology like Apple. There's a story floating around today about the Rockefeller family getting out of Exxon because it's too big and they're not to be trusted. So can you apply? I brought people from the Industrial Revolution to the Technology Revolution, but aren't we creating the same kinds of companies as ExxonMobil with technology?
Absolutely. You look at Microsoft, you look at Apple, you look at Google, you look at Amazon. Basically, these companies are so big now. There's just no way to stop their growth. And as they grow bigger, they're going to want more power, and more power means lobbyists contributing to politicians and getting involved.
So, then, is there going to be any such thing as security using these devices? We now say, well, there are no secrets. Everybody, they're out there taking pictures and audio and so forth. But are you not going to be able to protect yourself and have freedom to actually say and share ideas with other people without somebody, the government or whomever, getting involved and telling you you can't do that?
Quite frankly, I don't think so, Doug. I think our privacy is shocked. You know, there are cameras everywhere. It's real sad compared to years ago. I don't think we're going to have privacy. I think that the government, I don't think it's going to be the government as much as the corporations. They're going to want to know what's going on. Mm-hmm. It reverts back to a network with Howard Beale, with Ned Beatty giving the speech to Howard Beale that corporations are God.
It has. All right, there's an interesting new app that will allow you to rent a hotel room for 60 seconds at the time. How do you get that app? And who's doing that?
I think in the article it says you're renting the room for minutes. I think it's more for meetings. If you need a hotel room to meet with people, and that meeting can be a business meeting or it can be another type of meeting.
Yeah, well, see, I think that most people, when they see that, they're thinking about the no-tell motel. They're not thinking about having business meetings unless it's monkey business. All right, Richard, thank you. Glad you're feeling better. Richard Schemmel here.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.